This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
6:02 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on this Thirsty Thursday. Birds losing, get swept by the Kansas City Royals. Couple of sweeps in the wild card division. The only series that continues so far is going to be the Mets Brewers.
Tigers are hot, man.
Two road teams, AL Central win. The only home team that's won so far, the Padres, and the Brewers are hoping to keep that going tonight against the Mets.
Yeah, it's weird. Those are the two teams I liked in the NL, the Brewers and the Mets. I just feel like the Mets kind of have it for whatever reason, even though they don't have great pitching or anything like that. I mean, some of the pitchers have been fine, but...
Royals have better pitching staff. I mean,
the Brewers. The Brewers, yeah. It's just a little surprising to see that we had two road teams come in and just sweep.
Yeah.
One being the Tigers, who... we're one of the worst hitting teams in baseball, but they've shown you, like, A.J. Hinch, you can say what you want about him, man. He's brilliant. And he pushes the right buttons every single time, or at least it tends to work out. So,
and going in and beating his former team, that has to feel good, going in and sweeping your former team.
Especially after all that went down. Remember, like, he was part of the banging on the trash cans and stuff, like, when you look at where everything that was going on and where that started and finished. And then now, like, to come back and be able to do all this, like, I think it's pretty special to see that he's built another organization or his help.
Yeah. Oh, big time. I mean, you got to put him right in the center of it because, I mean, you know, managers matter. Mm-hmm. They do. Birds getting swept, but the playoffs go on. Now the Royals go on to take on the New York Yankees. The Tigers go on to take on the Cleveland Guardians. The Padres go on to take on the Los Angeles Dodgers. That's going to be a good one.
I don't know how I feel about Kansas City and New York because I feel like Kansas City's tailor-made for New York for all that they want to do. Like the big lights being there, your pitching's not set up the way you want it, and here the Yankees are set. Like,
I thought you meant tailor-made in terms of this is a good series four. I was going to say, I think they'll get blown out out of New York, man.
And this isn't sour grapes.
I think they're going home down 0-2.
Yeah. It's how it feels, especially with the matchups they're going to have now, too. But it's baseball. And again, like, I know we're going to get into this so much today of how disappointed everyone is and somebody's got to be at fault. I'm not blaming the manager. There are things that I could point at and say, hey, he needs to get better at, or like, I didn't like that. I'm not blaming the front office. I just don't get it. Like, who was screaming for us to go get a bat at the trade deadline? Because that's clearly what we needed in the postseason.
Well, it's all the national articles I've read. I'm not saying no one's. I've read about three or four of them since last night, and everybody's pointing to the front office. All the fingers seem to be pointing to the front office of and the one theme was in CBS Sports was they put too much focus on the future and not on the now.
Mm-hmm.
And they pointed out maybe at the trade deadline, they looked at some of the moves. All the moves were about team control and not about getting better now. I've heard no one really mention Brandon Hyde.
I think the fans.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm talking. I think the fans are close to it. People looking at it from the bird's eye view, everyone's pointing down at, you know, the Orioles are too concerned with the future and not concerned with the present. Now's the time to be concerned with the present before the window closes.
See, and I guess my problem with that is, like, you look at a team like this, they went through a rebuild. Nobody expected you to be here. So maybe, are you just telling me Elias is good at rebuilding the team? Because they clearly won in Houston. Well,
did Zach Eflin, is that a future pick? I know he's under control, but I mean, he helped them now. That's both. A now move.
Like. Yeah, but like, I get what fans are saying, that they didn't dive or just jump into the pool and cannonball in and say, this, we're going for it this year. But again, it's at what cost? Because those top picks that we're talking about, the guys, the top prospects you have up there, the Kobe Mayos, the Jackson Holidays, you can even throw Basayo in there. Those guys, you have them under control for so long. So do you want to move them on and then try to get back to the top and draft?
But these aren't fans. These are sports writers. I think fans want to point the finger at Hyde. The writers seem to be pointing the finger at the front office.
Well, I mean, to me, it's lazy writing because there was nobody screaming at the All-Star break or the trade deadlines like, oh my God, they got to go trade for Vlad Guerrero. They got to go get a bat. The pitching didn't hurt them in the postseason. No, they gave up 3 runs in two games.
Yeah.
So, like, all the people screaming about the front office, like, should have got Scooble. Well, what was he going to hit? Where were you batting him in the lineup? Because clearly the guys couldn't hit.
And it's funny that one of these articles, the CBS articles, points at, we got the back end of the Phillies bullpen that failed. Okay, Craig Kimbrel didn't work out. We know that.
We got him before the season, though. So that's.
But the other two guys,
they were a part of it.
Yeah, they didn't hurt us. I mean, you know, that's the thing that gets me. You know, it's typical of me, for me, it's typical of the blame game this time of year. You lose, so somebody's to blame. And nobody wins. Somebody loses.
I just don't understand how it could be either Hyde's fault or Elias's fault that your big bats, your Gunners, your Santander, and they all, nobody hit. Tony had what? One hit.
Yeah.
Gunner had none. He's 0-4. Adley had one.
You go 1-5, every one of them either had 0 hits or 1 hit.
Yeah. I mean, how is that anybody's fault except the people in the field? It didn't have a good game.
Well, I heard somebody sent me a message saying they'd bring in each player needs to have their own hitting coach now. Like, bring in a new hitting coach. Some of it's tongue in cheek. I know it from some friends, but like, really? The hitting coach is the one that told him to swing and miss? Like, these are professionals. I think there's an approach. Yeah. If you don't like his approach or you think the message has gone stale, you're there.
I've said for years that fans and their nice guy things is bull crap. Always a nice guy. Fans say this guy's a nice guy. They're nice guys based on their productivity. Case in point, Chris Davis. Chris Davis never stopped giving the kids. He never stopped doing, but he was a piece of crap when he left town because he stopped hitting. So last night, Fox 45 posted a video of Ryan Mountcastle leaving the yard, getting out of his vehicle to sign autographs for kids. Getting out of his vehicle. The comments below were nauseating.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So that's why when people get off, oh, he's a nice guy, I always say it doesn't matter. What kind of guy he is irrelevant. It's irrelevant. Here's a guy that's getting out after a disappointing loss, a season-ending loss. I saw Ryan Mountcastle shedding tears in the locker room. But he gets out of his vehicle to sign autographs for kids. I'll show you the video for kids. And the comments below were unbelievable. You all are horrible people.
Yeah.
You're horrible people. But if he's winning, if they won the series, he's a nice guy. They lost the series. Now you got comments about them that just are inappropriate.
I mean, this is a team that was second in RBIs behind the Yankees in the American League. They didn't do it in the play. I mean, how is this anybody's fault?
I think the one thing, and if you want to talk philosophy or how the team is, and we've mentioned this, you've actually brought it up in segments, Rob, like, are they relying too much on the home run? And the problem is you get to the postseason, temperatures are colder, you're facing better pitchers. You know, you're going to get the best bullpen arms that you have. That home runs come at a premium, right? If you go back and look at, and I know in the Padres game, a little bit different. The weather's warmer, but they hit a couple home runs there. Go look at all the other games. There was a guy that had a no home run bet in all 4 games, and he lost it because of whoever it was that hit a solo
second
shot.
Bullet.
Yeah, well, this was 2 days ago on the opening day. But again, like you, it's much more difficult. And the only thing that I really had an issue with was going back 2 days ago, and we were talking about this, was, okay, you DH'd Adley, and then you hit James McCann, and then you pinch hit James McCann for Emmanuel Rivera, who I think two teams got rid of him this year. That's who you're going to? That's the guy? And it wasn't like it was a righty-lefty switch. They're both right-handed bats, and then you lose your catcher. So if you tie him up, and then you go into extra innings, now you've got a pitcher that's supposed to bat in one of those spots. And some people were like, well, you got to get the game tied. But the switch from James McCann to Rivera did nothing for me. But that's the only thing I questioned, and that was in the moment. I'm going, I don't get this. It still didn't work out, you know, but it wasn't after the fact.
Let's go to John on the phone line. What's up, John?
Hey, bud. How are you?
Right. Well, how are you?
I've been better. Driving back to Florida after watching that game last night. So, how are you all?
We're doing well. Like you, we've been better.
Yeah. No, it was... it's a rough game to watch, man. Especially after Mullins hits that home run, and then we strand three with no outs.
Yeah.
That's beyond frustrating. I don't know how you can't push across one run there.
John, I looked at a friend with two outs. I said, if we don't get any runs in, this game is over. And that was it. I didn't think we'd score again.
No, I agree. Unfortunately, I lost my voice, and I got to go back to the classroom and try to teach tomorrow.
Well, see, that's what I was going to say. I guess you were at the game because when you called in, I know you don't sound like Sling Blade on every other day. Let me get some biscuits and mustard. That's what you're saying. Me, I would sound like Whispers from Sugar Hill. You remember, hey, what's going on? You know, I couldn't talk.
Yeah. Well, it'll give me an excuse not to lecture tomorrow. So I'm off.
Thanks for the call, man.
Hey, John, thanks a lot, my man. 410-583-1057. Bad luck or something more. We will explore that at 6:30. But on the other side, O's versus Royals. We'll recap yesterday's game right here on The Fan.
Big Bang. Update from the yard. Brought to you by LifeMed Institute. Guys, regain confidence and performance in the bedroom with GainsWave therapy at LifeMed Institute. GainsWave is a revolutionary non-invasive ED treatment. Call 410-575-1200 or go to LifeMedInstitute.com to find out more. On 105.7 The Fan.
Credit to the Royals pitching staff. You know, they've got some really good dudes over there. They pitch us well. Had a couple balls, you know, not drop or not get through the field. Made some good plays out there. But that's baseball. You know, it's not always going to go your way. There's going to be tough stretches. I think two games for us, it was a tough stretch, you know, one run. It's over. It sucks. But we'll try and build on this season for next year.
And the Baltimore Orioles lose 2-1, losing that series, getting swept by the Kansas City Royals. You give up three runs in two games, especially at home. You think, man, this is good. They probably sweep this series. Didn't happen. Did not happen. Orioles lose, and a very disappointing ending to a 2024 season. And I think, Jeremy, it's safe to say that the disappointment began before the playoffs.
Yeah, everybody was kind of feeling that. And then you got the little burst of energy with the wins leading in, and you were kind of hoping with the way that the pitching was set up. That, and then who you got to match up with, because by no means was this team beating the Tigers either. So I'm sorry if they come to town, the way that the Tigers were pitching and playing against that Astros team. So, I mean, people can point the finger. You know what pisses me off about this? The only thing that really makes me angry about the fact that they lost is all the guys that bitched the entire year ago. I told you so. Well, yeah, you were going to be right unless they won the World Series, Jack.
Yes, that's right.
You know, like, oh, they're not going to win. Okay. I mean, one team does. And again, people are going to – you need a scapegoat. You need to find a reason. Whether you want to blame Brandon Hyde, that's your prerogative. You want to blame the front office, again, your prerogative. I don't necessarily see it that way. I think we can pick apart some things, but – yeah, it's disappointing. I think even us, we're sitting in the commercial break going, damn, this sucks, man, because it's over.
It's over, Johnny. It's over.
Yeah, I mean, Gunnar Henderson, 0-for-4, 3 strikeouts. He was feeling it in the clubhouse. He was feeling it big time. Kowser, 0-for-3, 3 strikeouts, including the one that hit him on the hand that ultimately knocked him out of the game. It was funny, you know, in the clubhouse he was saying, you know, I'm going back out there, I'm sitting in the outfield, looking at my hand thinking, what are you doing? This thing might be broken. You know what I mean?
It turns out it was, right?
Yeah,
fractured?
Yeah. So, you know, just he's hoping the adrenaline would carry him through. It's not the case. This is throwing hail on top of that.
See, but I also love, like, people are like, well, look at Vinny Pascantino. He fractured his thumb or whatever, and he comes back, and they said 8 weeks. He comes back in five, and he gets a couple of hits. It's like, okay, well, what's your point? Like, there are a lot of guys that rush back and get a couple. Who knows what he's going to look like the rest of the way? Yeah. But, I don't know. It's this big thing in sports where everybody needs to have a scapegoat. And I know there are people in their car going, well, screw this guy and what he said. But it's a fact of the matter that this team, when you look at it, they weren't even supposed to be at this point, in my opinion, in this rebuild. Maybe this is when it was supposed to start this year. But the fact that we've had 2 years of this, these guys are growing. It does suck to have this 10-game postseason losing streak because we've talked about it. Narratives build. And now this becomes a narrative even going into next year.
Lose the streak at home as well. Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore.
Hello.
What's up, Trippy?
Hey, what's going on with y'all, man?
It's happening.
Man, how you feeling? I'm over here reading these tweets. I gotta say this one tweet real quick. The man said, these O's ain't royal. But look, let me get into it, though, right? I'm going to be honest with y'all, right? Now, this comes from Trippy, right? I don't care what no Oreo fans say. Brandon Hyde do make some dumb decisions, right? But we cannot blame this, sir. We can't blame this playoff loss on Brandon Hyde. You know why? The bats ain't show up. Hey, Rob, we were sitting together yesterday for that, when Cedric Mullins hit that home run.
Bases loaded, hey, Rob, yeah.
We was going off. We just knew we was going with bases loaded. What happened?
Nothing.
Pop up, strike out, pop up.
And with two outs, I turned to you and said, if they don't score this inning, it's over.
Yeah, after they got the bases loaded, it was like my prom night. No action.
And then you go to Kowser right now. It looked like the ball hit his hand, so I still don't understand how that was a strike.
The ball hit his hand, but he swung through the zone.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But look, man, hey, I feel sorry for Dustin, man. If y'all look at that video, man, that man had me about to cry, man. That man.
Who?
Hey, Dustin, he a loyal Orioles fan, man.
Rashawn's buddy.
Oh.
But, yeah, I don't know, man. But the front office, man, I hope y'all do something, man. We still need another decent pitcher. Yeah. And also, we need another bat, man. We need a bat.
You know the problem with this is you're talking about needing another decent pitcher.
Thanks a lot, Trippy.
And another bat, and more than likely, a decent pitcher and a bat are leaving the team. Yeah. So, were you just replacing
them? Two pitchers and two bats. Let's go to Eli in Parkville. What's up, Eli?
Good morning, fellas. I just want everybody to, the big picture, like coming into the season, like we didn't have an idea who the closer would be, and we were still trying to figure that out during the season. And then we kept getting like losses to pitchers like throughout the season. And then like we tried to make trades, and the trades weren't that great. We got Eloy, and he did nothing. So like it's kind of like, all right, yeah, they were looking into the future, but it's not looking so bright right now. But we're losing pieces, and now we got to figure more stuff out. So I just hope that they make the right decisions on the offseason. I was always worried about this, and I think that Santander might either go to the Mets or the Yankees, and we're going to have to figure that out.
Well, the Mets aren't going to need him because they're going to pay Juan Soto, so maybe he goes to the Yankees.
Or the Mets will get one or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a nice consolation prize, if you want to call it that.
World of Stupid at 7 o'clock, but on the other side, another early exit by the Birds. Just bad luck or something more. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on Fair. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think the thing that's disappointing is just the fact that we have this group of guys, and you can see how close they are, and you want to be playing for a World Series. That's been our goal all year, and to not make it to that point is obviously a letdown, and now you got to say goodbye to guys. You don't know if they're going to be back or not, and Some of these guys have had big impacts on people in this room, and it's emotional.
You know, we're talking about the free agents. That's Adley Rutschman. He enters his first year of arbitration next year. So he's going to have a bit of a pay hike as well. Maybe not as much as he thought with the decline he had at the end of the season. Adley Rutschman has been stiff-arming the idea of he being injured all year. I guarantee you he comes out with it in the offseason when it comes up to arbitration.
Something got cleaned up.
Yes.
Whether it's a knee, an elbow.
No, it was when he got the foul ball came off his hand.
Okay.
That day, you look at his numbers from June 27th on. They slid. He batted under two below the Mendoza line after that. June 27th. Look at his numbers from there on. He's denied it now, and that's fine. But arbitration is coming up soon. It'll come out. His agent will make it known that he was injured. And that's not the real Adley Rutschman.
Isn't he just denied it because that's who he is? Like, hey, I'm not going to blame it on something?
That's who he is. He's not going to blame it. But we'll hear through a procedure or something that took place during the offseason. He's never going to admit that. And if it wasn't for arbitration, he probably wouldn't admit it on the offseason. But he got to come out with, hey, I was injured. Now, that's not the real Adley Rutschman, which you saw.
It's going to come out eventually. Yeah. Yeah. Because he has not looked anything like himself, and it's just even his approach to play. He looks awkward.
He's too good to be that bad for 3 months.
Yeah, and I've already seen all the posts like, "Yep, made the wrong pick. You should have taken Bobby Witt. Bobby Witt's better than Gunnar Henderson." All these things may end up being true, but I still love the fact that we have Adley and Gunnar, depending on how long we have him for. And some of the talks we had too about some of his struggles. Was there any chance that they were talking contract throughout the year, and then that affects players differently? You mentioned he's going into arbitration with Adley.
I attribute it more to, June 27th. Look at that from July, August, September. And I just refuse to believe that Adley Rutschman is that bad where he could be that bad for 3 months. He could be that bad for a month.
Power was
but
gone.
But not three.
Gone.
What's the worst injury for a hitter? Hands.
Yeah.
Hand injuries are the worst thing that happens to a hitter. Players take off more. Everyday players take off more because of the rest of their hands than they do their feet.
Yeah.
Your hand. You want to rest your hands.
Yeah. There's a lot of small bones in your hands. They're very small, and they break fairly easily. I mean, and we've had Mark Hagas had that hammered injury, right?
Mm-hmm. And it's a stupid bone you don't even need.
They like your tonsils.
Appendix, yeah.
You know, things that are in your body you don't need.
800, Alex.
Yeah. But so was this bad luck or is there something more to this?
I mean, look, it's a combination of things, right? Like we can all sit here. Everybody needs that one person that's at fault. And it seems like fans are blaming the manager or the coaches. A lot of that. You need to look no further than the players. They're the ones that have to look themselves in the mirror and go, well, damn, 1 through 5, we got what? 4 hits between all of them in 2 games? You scored a total of 1 run, like on a solo home run. You had the bases loaded, and you're not able to get a single run in. To me, that falls completely on the players. This isn't a hitter's mentality when you're going up there and what you're looking for. I've heard a lot of people talk about playing small ball. We've seen teams do that and have some success with it, especially the Tigers. Again, they're a team that relied on the home run a lot. We didn't see but 1 in 2 games.
Tigers had 2 pitches below 3 in ERA, though. They like team ERA was like below 3 for like the last portion of the season. It was like 2.75 or something.
Like I said, AJ Hinch, every single button he's pushed has turned out golden for him. It's worked out. Like, go back and, I mean, over the past month and a half, here's an opener. Wait a minute, this guy doesn't have it? Let me bring in this other guy. Bo Brisky, can you pitch in every single game? Hey, we might start you here. We might have you come in the 5th there. We might need you to close out the game in the 9th like he did in game 1. So it's pretty impressive what they've done there without a lot of household names.
Mm-hmm. So when you turn to the offseason, let's say you get rid of, let's say Santander and Burns walk. I think Burns is gone regardless. Mm-hmm. I think Santander has a better chance of signing than most people think. But let's say for all intents and purposes, they're both gone. Do you fill those voids in-house? Because Bradish is going to miss most of the 2025 season. He had Tommy John surgery midway. So he's going to miss most of 2025. How do you replace those guys for 2025?
So it looks like the rotation, you're going to have Eflin, Grayson. I fully expect Trevor Rogers to be a part of that next year. Whether people
Povich.
Povich is another option, but I still think you need to go out and get another vet. Even
don't forget Kramer.
Kramer. But I still think you got to go get another vet. I don't know that it's, again, with Povich. We got to see what he's doing.
I think Povich before Rodgers. I think if you go out and get another vet, Povich will be in the rotation still. I'm not sure about Rodgers. I think Rodgers is farther away than Povich.
I don't. I mean, Povich is a rookie. Rodgers has done it. If you go back and look at Rodgers' rookie season, I mean, guy could have been the rookie of the year, the all-star. And I know that's a couple years ago, but he had the injury. And now coming back, I'm not sitting here telling you that Trevor Rodgers is going to come in and be some sort of ace next year.
But he's lost a lot, Jerry.
But a lefty that can get strikeouts and get soft contact, you're going to look at him in this ballpark.
He's lost a lot. I don't know whether he gets it back. 410-583.
Five starts, he's looked good.
105.7 is the number. Yeah, and Povich had to look bad at his starts in the majors.
And again, I'm not dismissing it, but like, I don't want to be the guy that just settles. You get what I'm saying? I don't want to settle for Povich and Rodgers.
I'm with you. We can no longer dumpster dive. You got to now go out and grab somebody, somebody that everybody else wants,
and convince them to come here.
Wait, well, that's Burns. It's kind of Burns. Let's go to Jay. Who was on Tillman Island. What's up, Jay?
Hey, good morning, man. Great show as always.
Thank you, sir.
I took a few things away from that game. First of all, when Kowser got hit in the hand, he swung through the ball, granted, but the hand is considered part of the bat. That should have been a foul ball.
The reason why I thought it was a hit by pitch, because he got hit before he came through the zone. I don't know why you can't replay that. The hit was before he came through the zone. Coming through the zone was a reaction to getting hit.
And then the second thing is, you got to play small ball. You can't live and die by the long ball. When that man was on third, they should have bunted to bring him home to tie that game up. And I don't know why they don't play small ball. I mean, you got to live and learn.
Jay, let me ask you. It's really hard, a question.
The bases loaded.
I'm not going to ask a question. I'll make a statement. Okay? I'm in batting practice a lot for both teams. No one practices bunting. They don't do it. Let me give you an example. Mikel Garcia was at the plate wanting to bunt. What happened when he tried to bunt? He struck out bunting. Mm-hmm. Foul tip. You know why? It was the worst attempt to bunt that I've ever seen in a long time. Because they don't practice bunting. I'm sorry. Bunting is not a part of baseball anymore. It's just not. These guys don't practice it.
So the only guy I saw really doing it was Cedric Mullins, or at least showing it to try to bring somebody in. But at that point in time in the lineup, you're not having Santander bunt.
Was he bunting to sacrifice or bunting to hit?
He's bunting to hit.
That's a different skill set.
But he's the only one on the team that we see bunting.
I don't know how high you played baseball, but you played baseball high enough to know it's a different skill set. Me bunting for a base hit, I'm on the move.
Yeah. But me
bunting for sacrifice, I'm trying to catch the ball with the bat. That's a different skill set.
But even sometimes showing the bunt is just to bring the fielder in to give you, hey, you got to respect.
But yesterday we got a ton of calls about them not bunting people over.
And they don't practice it.
They don't. Because then we asked Ryan Ripken, do they even practice it? He said, no, it's a lost art.
It is. Like,
and if you ask me, the three guys in the lineup that I would think would be least likely to bunt were the three that came up with the bases loaded. Santander, Colton Cowser, he's not bunting. Adley Rutschman,
Jeremy, I can honestly tell you, man, out of watching batting practice for the past 2 years, I may have seen three hitters practice bunting. And it's bunting for a hit.
This isn't me telling the fans that they're wrong. I'm just saying you're asking guys to do something that they haven't done all year long, and then I think you're asking for failure in those moments.
Let's flip the sport. If you go and watch the Ravens, they did a play that was unsuccessful, and you found out they didn't practice that play, you would think, well, why are they going to do it in a game when they don't practice it? That's the same thing with bunting. Yeah. Why are you going to ask a guy to do something in the game that they just don't do anymore?
I guess somebody to drop kick.
Yeah.
You know, last time you saw that.
Never practice that. Tony in Baltimore. What's up, Tony?
I said that for a one-side kick.
What's going on, guys?
What's going on with you?
Not very happy. Even though I'm not blaming this on Hyde, do you really think he survives this next year?
I do.
You really think they're going to bring him back?
With all the injuries that he had this year and the fact that they're still in the postseason. Yeah. I think Ed said it and several other people said it. They gave up three runs in two games. I mean, they didn't get run out of the ballpark. They gave up three runs in two games.
I agree. If you ever told me hitting was going to be a problem in the playoffs, I would have never believed you a couple months ago.
I would have never told you.
I also want to give a shout out to the guy that was trying to
start the wave in the middle of the eighth inning that I get the first hand sign to. That guy, hey, I meant it, man, and I'm glad you saw it. So
yeah.
Have a nice day, guys.
See you, man.
The wave. By the way, did you see the nickname for the Tigers? The Gritty Kitties? That team's making a run. Just watch.
Yeah. Oh, before AJ Hitch.
Yeah.
And that means they beat the Yankees. Two things, twofold.
I'm rooting for everybody but the Yankees.
Yeah, Tigers, Mets, World Series. It's possible.
Okay.
Both hot.
Okay, think that. Yeah. Come on, Ed. Mets are going to make it again.
World's like stupid at 7 o'clock, but on the other side. Take a look at the other wild card games last night. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Fly ball right field. Hit a ton. We're tied. Jackson Chourio, his first postseason home run, ties this game in the bottom of the first.
Oh, that guy Chourios.
Jackson.
Unreal. A lot of Jacksons in baseball right now, and first name Jackson. As the Mets win 5-3, tying that series, the Brewers win 5-3, tie that series up with the Mets. Game three, finally see a game three in Milwaukee. It should be an interesting one. Mets are playing really good baseball, but so the Brewers have been playing good baseball all year.
Oh, yeah.
Quintana versus Myers today. That should be a real good one. That one is at, 7 o'clock tonight on ESPN. In fact, that sound was courtesy of ESPN.
Can we start to talk about, everybody brings up rest versus rust and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could look at every single series and pick one or the other and say, oh, that's not true. Yeah, so like Milwaukee losing their first game, they were up against it. And you mentioned it, Jackson Chourio, who a guy that hits so much fun, hits two bombs. And if you haven't, again, as Rob was mentioning all the Jacksons, Jackson Holiday, Jackson Chourio.
Jackson Merrill.
And Jackson Merrill, all three of the youngest players to play in the league. And it's going to be fun watching all of them grow up. But that being said, I like this Milwaukee team a lot. I feel like they've been very underrated. I just feel like the Mets kind of... they've been through this all year long where it almost feels like their back's against the wall. They've been playing playoff games. I don't think tonight phases them the way that it might phase the Brewers.
But haven't the Milwaukee Brewers, haven't they always been underrated?
Yes.
I mean, they've been, if you haven't noticed, they've been consistently winning that NL Central or in the wild card.
Well, look, they let Corbin Burns walk. They traded it. Well,
yeah, fine.
I shouldn't say walk. They traded him. And then this year,
letting them walk.
Yeah, this year they lose Christian Yelich, who some might say was their best player, right? At least for a good portion. So they lose him for the year. And here's all these other guys. Like, look, Sal Frelick. Look at the kid last night that hit a home run. That's was it? Mitchell, whatever. You're looking at the middle of their lineup, and you're seeing some names. You're like, who is this guy? Where is he from? And they're just getting it done, and they've done it all year long, but because they were in the Central, nobody really talked about them as much.
They've been in 6 out of the last 7 postseasons. The only year they missed during that time was 2022. And that year they finished 2nd.
And remember, something's always gone wrong with them. Remember their closer, Devin Williams, punching the wall, breaking his hand.
That was last year.
Yeah. And then you had some of the other situations they had coming into the postseason with players getting hurt or missing time. They're the ones that came in and tried to pull the old okey-doke and did the opener where they had you set your lineup, and they brought in Wade Miley. This is before we had the three-person rule.
He pitched to one batter.
One batter, and then they brought in the starter because the lineup was flipped. And it, like, again, you're going, that's kind of ingenious. It's a little messed up, but that's some forward thinking there. And I think that maybe that's one of the rules, reasons why now you have that rule with facing three batters, too.
Other wild card games, the Tigers continue to roll. They beat the Astros 5-2, winning that series 2-0. And the Braves are eliminated, losing to the Padres 5-4. They lose that series 2-0.
Felt bad for the Braves. They couldn't even pitch any of their good pitchers. I mean, they got Max Fried yesterday. I shouldn't say that. But, I mean, you're going into it. So you have a doubleheader to try to get in, and you got to throw what? You get to throw Spencer Schwalenbach, and in an important must-win game, you just throw whatever you can out there.
Chris Sale isn't even on the postseason roster.
Yeah, that sucked.
It is sucked.
They had so many injuries, and you're like, okay, they're still good. They've got Chris Sale. They've got Fried. They've got Schwalenbach. They've got some hitters coming back. Oh, sorry. No, you don't have Chris Sale, the guy that's going to win the Cy Young for you in the postseason.
You got to lose
Schwalenbach
to get to the playoffs for a 3-game set.
Yeah.
It just didn't... As much of what you're saying with the Kansas City Royals going to New York,
yeah,
they had to throw their best to get through this series, and they did good getting through the series, but now you might be down 2-0 before you can use one of your better pitchers.
These are the possibly breaks. These are the breaks with the postseason. The good thing for Kansas City is that their bullpens pitch well down the stretch. I mean, they had to use everybody in these two games since they were close, but those guys will be rested enough when they start their series.
410-583-1057 is the number. Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning to you.
Man,
good
morning. Tough, rough morning, man. Like, woke up this morning like, man, it's the end. No more Orioles baseball until what, opening day with April.
Did you roll over and hold Dustin, or did he hold you?
No, man, Dustin pissed, man.
I like, know, he's angry.
Hope he made it away. Yeah, he's pissed off, man. But we was talking yesterday when I was down at Pickles, Ed, you know, with the, oh, man, don't do that. See,
what?
Last night,
no. What happened? Because this story has to be told, Ed.
Man, hey, you want to tell it, man?
No, it'd be better coming from you.
All right, man, you know, so we back there with the Mount Castles and everything. You know, we chilling and drinking, having a good time, you know.
Did you tell him I said hi?
Baseball. Yeah. I said, what up, he says.
Thanks,
you know,
man.
I ain't going to see what he said, man. But, so I'm like, yeah, man, you know, I'm like, hey, I'm talking to Mama Mount Castle. Like, Mama, we met before, right? You know, mind you, I got a couple drinks, and man, I had the Don Julio yesterday. I was drinking good. I'm feeling good about myself, man. And I pulled out the picture, and he's like, oh, that's not me. And he was like, oh, that's my ex-wife. I'm like, what in the hell, man? Ed was laughing so hard, he almost fell out the chair, man.
So, Rashawn said, is she single?
Nah, man. You know, I ain't know it was two Mama Mount Castles, though. It's two of them, though. Like, you know,
I didn't help at all, because they were feeding me Don Julio. They brought their own bottle in.
Oh, my God.
It's like, he shows you. I go, I don't know. It's like, maybe her hair's dyed. I don't know. It's like.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. But, man, tough loss, though, man. We had a good time, man.
Did you see Jordan Westbrook's dad?
No, he left that. He was leaving out when I was coming in, though.
I think he kicked everybody's ass in that bar.
He was leaving out.
Yeah, he was a big guy, though. He walked past Strip, he looked at him, like, who that guy right there,
hello,
man?
Yeah. He shook my hand. I'm like, oh, boy. I was like, this is a strong man.
A tough loss, though, man. Yeah. Hey, Rob, good seeing you yesterday, too, man.
Absolutely.
You know, already, man. But I holler at y'all, man. I got to do some work today, man.
Oh, come on. It'll be ridiculous.
We should make a public service announcement. Rob has no tickets left to give away, so don't contact him at Rob Long Sports asking for.
Well, I got plenty of tickets to give away.
Unless it's Ravens tickets.
Game free tickets. Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
What's up, Mike?
Good, man.
Yeah, man. After game one, you know, I just thought, you know, it's over with. I didn't have any confidence. Because if we go back to, like, revisionist history, when we, like, the opening day, you know, everybody was talking about their concerns with the Orioles. My main concern was not pitching, but just that we collectively going into these hitting folks. And, you know, we went against some good pitchers, but it seemed like we collectively, everybody at the same time goes into a funk. And I don't know, you know, I think we need another batter, or another right-hand batter or something. Anyway, but like I said, we live and die by the homer. And my main concern really is just we have some offensive barrages. We really go crazy, but we seem to go in these collective hitting funks at the wrong time. And after game one, man, I was like, we're not gonna hit the rest of the series, and that's exactly what happened, man.
I mean, you know what's funny is nobody needs a Luis Ariza type until you start looking at it. And you're like, hey, we need somebody that can just get on base that doesn't strike out. Yeah. Oh, the singles hitter that the Padres got that's been moved around from the Marlins and the Twins?
It's another question. Yeah. Bobby Witt. Should they have pitched? Should they have intentionally walked him?
Of course. Of course they should have. But, I mean, it's like, I shouldn't say of course. It's a, if you go back to, were you talking about Corbin Burns' start?
Yes.
I'm going to let Corbin Burns face who he wants. He's a right-hander going against a right-hander.
That's what we said yesterday, yeah.
But I'm still probably going at Vinny Pascantino, who's just coming off the IL. Yeah. But again, you're putting another run on base. And he's going to steal second as soon as he gets on. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have second and third. That's the dilemma.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson says Mark Andrews is being a team player. We'll talk about that more at 7:15. On the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, we're going to talk about a Minnesota inventor. Remember how we had the poop cano? Like the poop yes. volcano. Now we have a poop copter. It's a poop copter. It's a poop helicopter. It scoops dog dew after scanning it from the sky. How lazy are we? We'll talk about it next. How about, I know Rob's probably had one of these, but a fart that actually cleared the set. Apparently Will Smith let one out on the Men in Black set that led to the crew evacuating. I'll tell you the story. And lastly, this is an awful one. Suspect was arrested after he poured coffee on a baby. This is just just sick individuals. We'll talk about all this in the World of Stupid coming up next here on The Fan. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.